I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio, now with 30% more birds.
That's right. It's another week, another episode of RSN Live. And by the way, all that music for the last 40 seconds, that's the sole reason I ran that. And for those of you who haven't been paying attention, the time delay between the laptop and my headset and me talking is kind of just throwing me off tonight. Anyways, the whole reason for that is yesterday was the 20th anniversary of Sonic Set AM, which I don't consider it to be the best, but a lot of people do, and 20th anniversary, so why the hell not? So, what else do we got going on here? Yes, you are correct, Shaddix. Look at this, you can't watch the show, but you're still chatting? I thought you were playing GTA. Come on. Now I'm hurt. I'm very hurt. Tier. Single tier. Single tier. Anywho. So, of course, there's other things going on, including the recent... Somebody did something. My phone, like, did something. One second. I gotta figure out what's going on here. Some random person followed me. I don't know who this person is. Whatever. So, yesterday was also another big day in that another game, Sonic game, finally made it to Android. We got All-Star Racing, which I did buy. I did play. It's got some quirks to it, but it's workable. You know, they just released it. I'm sure they'll fix something up. In the meantime, this... I didn't mean that. That just cut out at the perfect time. So, of course, there's also the news about Sonic Dash arriving soon on Android. Hey, Sega finally listened. You know, not to just me, because if they did, they would have released Generations on Linux. But enough people complained about the lack of Sonic Dash that they are now releasing Sonic Dash soon. There's no, like, definitive date, which is always a positive, right? But they will be releasing it for Android eventually, and stuff like that. So, yeah. Of course, there's other news. I'm not good at this whole news thing, as you may have recalled. I just play music and ramble about things incoherently while drinking beer and reading the occasional Sonic fan fiction, which, by the way, tonight's fan fiction looks promising. I'll just read the title now. Silver Babies. That'll be an interesting read. And a recent publish and update. This is an ongoing fan fiction. So, of course, you may have heard, I suck at pronouncing Japanese names, so I'm just going to say that former Nintendo CEO recently passed away, so of course, everyone's going to be going on about that, so you don't need to hear it from me. There will be, of course, all of Radio Sega and Radio Nintendo's shows talking about that. I'm not so big onto that, so I'm just going to go ahead and skip that discussion for now. And in the meantime, I'm just going to go ahead and start with some music, because that's what I do. It's my thing. It's my shindig. As soon as I can find something. You know, I could just play Valve music. I have soundtracks. I do have soundtracks. Let's see. What shall we play today? Oh, by the way, for those of you who are new to listening, I don't really plan these things. I don't have playlists all set up. Oh, I completely forgot. I forgot my initial spiel about how to get in contact with me and all that other good stuff. So, ouch. He ran out of lives. Game over. That was a little too quiet. Let's try that again. There we go. Yeah, that was probably in bad taste. I'm sure I'll hear about that. But, anyways, this is a live show for those of you who are listening to the podcast because you don't want to watch it live, or you just don't know how to watch it live. You can, of course, go to rsnlive.randomsonicnet.org. That's the official webpage for the show. And work your way over to the Watch and Participate link on the top. That'll take you to the Twitch video feed, the Twitch chat, the IRC, which gives you details about which IRC chats you can go to discuss with me, which at this point stands at irc.afternet.org, irc.surrealchat.net, irc.randomsonicnet.org. And all those networks you can reach me on RSN, but it's a real chat. I also hang out in Radio Sega and Radio Nintendo. There is also, you could just directly tweet RSN Live, or you can add hashtag RSN underscore live, and that will show up as well. So far, no takers on that. But, I'm not really a popular show, and that's usually a good thing in my opinion, because then my fuck-ups aren't as big. By the way, I swear on this show. Just getting that out there. So yeah, there's the Twitch chat, the IRC chat, Twitter. There is an email address, but I don't really check it out. Oh, and if you want to participate in the show, like actually be on the show, there's of course the Mumble chat, which I usually open a little bit later in the day. A little bit later in the show, which I did test it earlier and it was working. I'm not sure what the status of it is now, but we will certainly, you know, I should probably mute that. We'll certainly find out when it comes to time to actually run that. So, what are we going to run today? Now that I've got that spiel over, I gotta get the music going. So, oh, by the way, you can make requests. I'm not very good at it, though, so I could try, but I can't make any promises. You know what I mean? For some reason, the computer's kind of just lagging out now. That's not a good sign. It's cutting. Stabilize. Just so you know, Comcast MySP has been pretty crappy the last couple of weeks. I've actually been graphing it, and there's been a lot of packet loss. So, on the video stream, if you see a lot of goofs, that is because Comcast is a piece of shit. And other things. So, what shall we play? I think we're just going to go ahead and play something from Sonic 06. I will play something from Sonic 06 later, too, because I found it insanely disturbing when you listen to the lyrical content, but until then, you can make do with this.
To the test. and when the chance, when the tides will swing. So he's breaking down doors, never following. Because the pressures of this world, they can take the toll. The only way to break free is to break the mold. He can't stop now, rock and roll. Don't stop now, come on and rock and roll.
Loud beep. It's always that loud beep. Anywho, we're back, obviously, as you can tell by me talking. So, of course, what else should I talk about before I start going into this fanfic crap that I've kind of consigned myself to doing? We got GTA 5 released this week. Much to the media's approval I guess, in terms of it now gives them ratings, because ever since GTA 5 has come out, all the major news networks have done is say how GTA 5 is going to cause violence. You have to love how, Jesus Christ, that desktop is horrible. There are way too many icons on that desktop, Shadow. Way too many. But anyways, back to what I was saying. It comes back to the same old crap where they, you know, claim that video games somehow train you to kill somebody. Because I know all the guns I've used have an X button. It doesn't work quite that way. Just doesn't. And, like, kids that blame video games when they get caught, they're usually just saying it to, they're usually just saying it to get out of trouble, let's be honest with ourselves. But I'm a firm believer that, video games don't cause violence. That is more in the realm of the shitty parenting. Although now they're trying to link that, Washington, D.C. Naval Yard shooting to, what was it, Call of Duty? I didn't read all the way. But yeah, we're trying to blame Call of Duty for that. Battlefield, what have you. It's just, it's a stupid grasping at straws at this point. You know, it can't be that the guy was, like, mentally disturbed or anything like that. No, it had to be the video games he was playing. I'm waiting for somebody to come along and somehow show how Sonic the Hedgehog causes violence. If someone can show that, at most, he's teaching people how to get into dangerous situations. You know what I mean? Mario, of course, is teaching us to eat shrooms. That'll work out nicely, won't it? You see how stupid this gets? Pac-Man teaches us how to overeat. Yes, Shadow shows us how to destroy an entire town. You know, awkward bullshit like that, that kind of logic and reasoning. And here's the other thing, because I remember GTA 4 did get blamed recently because some, like, 4-year-old shot his grandma or something after playing the game. First off, what dumbass parents leave a loaded gun just laying out in the open or someplace where the kid could easily get to it? That's red flag number one. Number two, well, I mean, honestly, the kid's gonna say anything to get out of trouble, like I said earlier, especially when you're that young. You pretty much just do anything to try to get out of trouble. But my main issue there was the fact that there was, like, a loaded gun within accessible reach of a 4-year-old. Tell me how that makes sense. I don't think anyone's going to be able to tell me how that makes sense. Maybe later during the... This would be, like, a topic more for the mumble, I think, than anything else. But, how crazy does that get? Stupid bad ass. Like I said, when it comes to kids and gun violence, it usually comes down to shitty parenting. That's all I can say. You know, if you're irresponsible enough to not store your gun properly, you can't go around claiming that GTA or Call of Duty or Quake showed your kid how to use a gun and actively told them to kill people, because that's not what video games do. And secondly, why are you buying your kids? Why is a 4-year-old having access to a game that's rated M? Does anyone, like, these parents, like, there was a GIF I saw that was apparently made out of a YouTube video, because they all are these days, but, like, this kid who looked like he couldn't have been older than 11, like, getting uber excited and crying over the fact that his parents got him GTA 5. It's rated M! Like, I don't know what the equivalent is over in... I don't know what the PEGI rating is over in the UK. I'm going to assume it's 18. But here in the United States, M-rated means persons under 18 shouldn't be playing this game. It's kind of like an R rating. So these parents like only have themselves to blame, I guess is what I'm saying. I guess, you know, at the same time, I played, you know, San Andreas when I was in, like, high school, middle school. But I knew that you don't go around carjacking people. I knew you don't go around shooting people in the face for funsies. You know? And yeah, that's another thing that Trekkie just brought up about sex. That's another thing that kind of makes me go, what the fuck? In that... parents are okay with their kids seeing, like, all this uber violence and bloodshed and all that, but as soon as they see a nipple, they freak the shit out. What? What kind of logic is that? What? It's like, I don't have the quote in front of me, but the guy who makes, the guy who writes, the Game of Thrones series of books... pretty much, I'm paraphrasing this. Like, again, I don't have the quote in front of me, but the guy's like, I can describe in like, extreme detail the act of somebody getting their head smashed with an axe. And nobody says anything. Everyone's okay with it. Nobody's, like, freaking the hell out. No one's protesting, sending death threats, what have you. But the moment he writes a scene in the book describing in immaculate detail the act of having sex, people freak the fuck out. They I'm never reading this book again. This is smut. And all that other kind of crap. And it's like, what the hell, people? You're okay with, like, somebody's head getting smashed in, but you're not okay without, you know, people having sex? Ugh. People are stupid. Let's just put it that way. Guy gets his arm blown off in Vice City and it's a huge bloody mess. A guy in Gun pretty much gets his head crushed in by falling rock. Let's see. What else can I... You know, Gun was actually a pretty good... was a pretty good game. Spaghetti Western game. Check it out if you haven't. It's actually available on Steam. But, like, one of the scenes involved a preacher throwing a... throwing axe at a prostitute and hitting her right in the back of the head. It's like somehow people were okay with that, but hot coffee comes out and everyone freaks out. You know, if you want some really good gore and violence, you'll go and watch just name a generic anime. There's usually, if it hasn't been, I know this is a sore spot with Rax, but if you watch one that hasn't been touched by, like, a dubbing company, those animes are really violent. People getting their heads blown off and, you know, in detail and all that. And, of course, there's hentai. Everyone knows about that. Which, like, speaking of, I've... somebody, for some reason, showed me Sonic porn. I don't know who sits there drawing that, thinking this is the best thing ever. Like, you know, okay, I made a room in a map that was just filled to the brim with Sonic porn. I didn't enjoy it. I was quite traumatized afterwards. It was not a fun time building that room, but the stuff I go through to troll people in Team Fortress 2. Yeah. Okay, you know, I think I've talked long enough here about this crap. It's time to move it on over to the fan fiction. Because, like, it can't have an RSN live now. So, today's fan fiction is called Silver Babies by Turbo the Cat 11. And the synopsis is Silver the Hedgehog. That name is well known in Mobotropolis High School. The latest scoop, Sonic and Silver are over. Oh my. Because Sonic is heading off to college, he and his boyfriend Silver decided to split. And at college, Sonic meets an old friend, and sparks fly between Silver and Turbo the Cat, an original character, do not steal, an insanely cute freshman. But the biggest surprise is with Blaze. Though, of course, this is rated M, because, like, that's where all the insanely weird, bad stuff happens to be. Stop! There we go. I forgot to put a stop breaker in there. I was about to start playing into like the music I usually run, and then it would have been really awkward. But this is actually broken into three chapters, so you know. This is actually going to be a short one. At least chapter one, which is actually incorrectly named the prologue. And then there's chapter one and chapter two. I'm pretty sure it's like something that's going to keep going, just by the fact that it keeps getting updated. Anywho, since this is going to be an insanely, you know, I spent a lot of time talking about random subjects, so tonight's fan fiction reading shall be short. So let's turn the music down. And let us start. We shall start reading Silver Babies. Let's get a swig of beer before we do this. Blaze tugged at Silver's hair as she practically swallowed his lips in her own. Silver's condom-protected penis was working its way in and out of her, sending jolts of stimulation throughout her very developed feminine body. Blaze was euphoric. She hadn't felt this in so long, and Silver's dick. That was something to die for, not just for its size, but the way he used it. Silver was shocked at how his sophomore year out of high school was going so far, especially since he was now having sex with Blaze in her bedroom. Freshman year was crazy. And what was Sonic the Hedgehog doing now? Let's find out! Hey, Freshy, come here. Sonic heard someone calling out to him in a sing-song voice as he stepped out of the shower. Sonic walked out, and he could hardly believe his eyes. Practically every single guy in the frat dorm had come to his room. Oh, and what's more, they were all buck-ass naked. What the hell? Sonic felt his penis jump in excitement as it engorged at the sight of all the sexy naked college guys wanking their cocks. He was certain, unbeknownst to him, he had joined a gay frat. Paradise, right? Well, he was a flagrant homosexual, so shouldn't he be right at home? Sonic just stood there, stunned, with nothing but a thin towel covering his attractive, muscular figure. Want to play, little blue? A familiar face bearing the voice that called Sonic before, as seductively as he walked up to him slowly. A horny grin plastered on his face. Sonic could feel himself giving in as the guy, a senior, pulled the towel down from his waist. And believe it or not, that is actually the end of the first chapter. That was the end of the first chapter. So that was your Sonic fan fiction reading for today. Short, right? Yeah, it was. The next chapter is a lot longer. Don't worry. Next chapter's longer. Don't worry, Rex. The next chapter's longer. Enjoy. In the meantime, I'm going to play some music here before we start up our next section of stuff. I'm trying to find something to play. Don't worry, I'll find something. Don't you worry. Old voice will find something. Eventually. Yeah, screw it. We'll play this one. Why not? This one always kind of makes me laugh just because of the lyrical content. Let's see. Need something else. We'll just go with that. All right. This is RSN Live Voice, and I'll be back after this.
This is Knuckles, and I'm back. I've been away for a while, but I'm back to kick some butt in Wild Canyon. I shall find all the lost pieces of the Master Emerald here. I'm gonna get those fools. They wanna play with my emeralds? They play with the wrong guy. Heck, I don't know. That's what I'm representing. Never seen a Mike Hogg spit like a menace. Wild Canyon. I gotta chase her back, huh? Yeah, rude, she's sexy and smooth.
I'm gonna be a scumbag and talk over the end of it. It's got like 13 seconds left of this. 13 seconds! It ends now. Alright, I'm back. It's Voice, RSN Live. And I see the Twitch is acting up. Twitch is acting up. Sorry, Comcast, I should say. Commicast. I could call it Commicast. It's pretty crappy. Well, I mean, the lag isn't that bad right now. It seems to be... We're still in the green. I mean, there's packet loss, but it's not that bad as it could be, considering... Considering what I've had happen. Anyways, it's you know what time it is. It's time to open up the... Mumble... The mumbles. There we go. Now it's open. I hear breathing.
Hello.
Ah, it works. It works tonight. Alright.
It works.
Oh my god, it works. No technical difficulties.
Should there be technical problems?
I'm
yes.
getting a delay here. Let me just mute this.
See, there's a problem. Gotta be a problem.
Well, it's Comcast. What do you want? Like, quality internet?
Well, maybe you should have gotten a Rogers line instead. That solve all your problems.
Do you want to swap with Sky Broadband? I'll be happily to do that.
You want me to have Sky and Roger run a line out to Chicago? Just for me.
Yeah.
Well, given what they're charged on a monthly basis, they shouldn't have any problem doing
it.
Alright, so of course, like I said, Rex is trying to join.
And he failed.
Dun dun dun.
It's the lips are changing colors. By the way, in case anyone who's never used Mumble is what I'm talking about, it indicates who's talking by having a pair of lips.
Mwah.
That's not creepy at all, right? So alright, we'll see what happens when Tox is finally released and working properly.
Yes, sometime in 2036.
Oh,
they're working on it. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to Tox's website right now.
Before
I'm going to learn more. Last update, September 19th.
Before it got shut down, you could say the same thing about Sonic 2 HD. They're working on it.
Yes, they're working on it.
Okay, Sonic 2 HD was a situation where, like, nobody knew how to work together. And honestly, for the amount of bragging that Sonic Retro members do about being able to program, I'm surprised nobody just went and picked up the project.
Well, they'd have to start again from scratch.
So, they had all the art.
How many times did they start again from scratch anyways?
None. Because once Lost took his ball and went home, they went, well, that's all for that.
Also, I just want Freedom Planet to come out. Like, if it takes an indefinite amount of time for Tox to come out, but it means Freedom Planet comes out right now, then I'll take it.
At this point, Megabyte Punch is way ahead of, I remember when I tried to play the Sonic 2 HD demo, and I got the green screen to death because I tried to play it on Wine. I can't remember what that was for exactly. Was it like some kind of anti-cheat mechanism?
I forgot.
See, it was not pointless. No one even knows what it was about.
I remember he was mostly concerned about people stealing his code than anything else.
Yeah.
He doesn't want mods. He doesn't want...
So
I remember people were making a big deal about it. And then somebody, like, extracted the shaders or something.
All this Sonic fandom drama started because somebody posted a mock-up of what Sonic 2 would look like if it was made nowadays. And then look what happened. We can blame one artist for all of this drama.
Well, first off, keep in mind that the Sonic community as a whole is one big drama fest. There's like not a day that goes by without some kind of drama.
I haven't seen any drama today.
You want to commit?
Well, have you checked Sonic Retro and SSNB and the Sega forums?
I don't think the Sega forums counts because that's just too easy.
The only drama I've been seeing is Grand Theft Auto.
I'll have to ask Mike what he thinks of the Sonic community dramas. But again, I mean, not trying to take any shots at the guy, but he did just try to use this as personal army.
You don't want to be a personal army?
No.
I am a personal army.
What did he do? Explain the whole story.
Let me see if I can find the link. I gotta go to Facebook for this. I have to give a wag of the finger to it. Me find the link. It's still in here, I think.
What the heck is going on in Shaddix's background?
He's ripping.
He's playing GTA 5.
Oh.
I'm listening too close to my telly.
Okay, here we go. Here's the posting. We got hate fans. It appears we have a skeptical hater in these YouTube comments. If anyone would like to politely, blamelessly set him straight by vouching for me, please be my guest.
Wow.
I do not endorse that kind of behavior. Per se. Yet I'm involved in all this drama. I don't know. Maybe I'm. Don't do it. It's doing something I don't like. Come on, pull together. You can do it. There it goes. It's back.
Did you break him again?
For some reason the LAN has been screwing up today, and I don't know what it is.
I blame the Switch.
Unless my laptop is possibly, like, there's too much traffic going over it?
That's like, why you don't use wireless.
Voice, can I just say that GTA 5 has the best feature ever, what you would love. And it's called Yoga.
Yoga?
Yeah, you can do yoga in the game.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I thought you would like that.
I thought the big draw of the GTA 5 was tennis.
Yo, yeah, and that. But it's mainly the yoga now. It's mainly yoga now.
Is it screwing up again? God damn it, Comcast.
I'm having no problems on the radio screen before.
I'm watching Twitch, and Twitch is, like, screwing up.
It's alright on the radio side while we're there.
Well, as long as it's okay on the radio side. I've only got one person listening on the radio.
Lazy tattoos.
So, I think it's Rax.
Yeah.
Gonna have to destroy Rax.
Oh, no. Nice job breaking it, hero.
That's how long it takes for Winamp to load.
So, I was gonna ask.
What are you doing, Leslo?
I was gonna ask what you guys are gonna do about this All Star Racing, but then I realized there's only like one other person in this chat that has an Android phone.
Making two?
There's two now.
There's two other people in this chat who have an Android phone.
Yeah, I have one, technically.
We'll make it three, then.
Yes, but is your Android phone like more than 2.3?
Yes, it's 4.2.
I'm pissing Laszlo. Are you serious?
Because 2.3 is the minimum version you need for the Android version of All-Star Racing. I mean,
why don't they release Sonic Dash on Android already?
Because they want to milk out as long as... I don't know. It's Sega. When does Sega make coherent decisions?
Well, like
they hit
said,
Sonic
they make,
dance
they
to gangster
their,
rap.
They make all their business decisions with a random number generator, so...
They're using a magic 8-ball.
Yeah. Should I release Android? No.
Oh, look, Hazy, check again later.
Right, can I just say something about Grand Theft Auto? It's a bit of a spoiler if I was playing it right now. Your tattoo, you get to tattoo Laszlo. You know Laszlo from the radio?
Of course.
You get to actually tattoo Laszlo during this mission.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to wait for the PC release to come out, because I'm not buying it for the PlayStation 3.
It's good on PS3. You don't have the issues if you get it on downloadable than the
other. Here's, like, one of the things I will immediately call out, because I'm that kind of person, I have to call it out. How long has this game been in development, and they can't make the animation smooth? Like, I watch the TV trailers for it, and every time my character is moving one of those in-game cutscenes, they're, like, jerking around for some reason. I wish they would fix that. I really do. One day.
I wish they would fix real life.
But also, there's strong rumors and apparently strong proof that a PC version will be coming out sometime in November, so...
Probably second,
I can wait.
Apparently.
I can wait.
It's a lot quicker than...
They're just going to be poorly optimized.
Well, it's a good thing I have a computer with 16 gigs of RAM.
I just tattooed the dildo on
the laptop. You don't understand. It's going to be so poorly optimized that you need a computer from 2020 to play it. So you're going to have to wait 7 years.
So basically it's going to be like Sonic 06?
Yes.
I'm still giving it 9 months, but practically.
Sonic 06, where even the PlayStation 3 was like, fuck this noise.
Am I the only one who got the noise on the Xbox? Whenever I put Sonic 06 in my old Xbox, it would cry in pain, literally.
That's because the game is, like, bad. Just bad.
Yeah. I know.
Sonic 06 should be added to, like, the flag list of virus detectors.
Oh, dear.
It's all made of the
Well,
PC
you can't
release,
run it on PC yet. Somebody needs somewhere to PC. We got a source. We got Source Engine. Someone just needs to make the game on Source, and then we can have Sonic 06 Source.
Actually,
is somebody trying to remake Sonic 06 in Generations?
But
no. Someone actually did it in Crisis. You know, the Crisis Engine.
Yes.
Someone actually done it in the Crisis game, another Crisis Engine, and put Crisis City in actual Crisis. Who the fuck's messaging me at this time?
Yo, dog, I heard you like Crisis, so I put Crisis City in your Crisis engine so you could Crisis. Like, Crisis. Crisis. anywho. Like, everyone seems to, like, try to mod Sonic Generations because it's on PC to be, like, these full entire games, and you can't do it! You may be in denial, but you can't do it. The games are too different.
You got some bits where they're not, you know...
If I'm playing Sonic 06 done in Generations, I'm going to be a little confused when I start seeing Sonic Unleashed enemies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, they can use the... If you're using Crisis City, obviously,
like,
you can use the Crisis City badniks,
like,
but...
Like, Buzzsaw Hands. I think he made it into the game. But anyways... You know, there's like Unreal Engine, there's Source Engine, eventually id Tech is going to be released. Unity? Just do that.
Well, you can already get a 10-year-old version of id Tech if you really want it.
Well, even then, id Tech 4, you know, which would be great if the Sonic Roboblast developer would, you know, do something about that. But he won't. Alright, well, I'm gonna go ahead and kick you guys off the call now. Sorry, there's no real call here. It's just muting you from the system.
We shall protest and move to the Shadex chat. Right.
The inferior group.
Right. Alright. Now I gotta mute, deafen myself over here. Mute self, deafen self. There we go. So, yeah, this has been another amazing hour of RSN Live. You got to hear me rant about video game violence. That was a plus. That's like harkening back to the old. Packet loss. I see packet loss. It's probably a good thing I'm ending this now. But, alright, so I will see you all next week. Until then, enjoy this.
For me, I'll find you.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.